ಪುತ್ರರ ಏಕಾದಶಿ. The fantastic glories of Putrada Ekadashi are told in the Bhavishyottara Puran. They cannot be vilified by any means. This Ekadashi occurs in the waxing moon of the month called Magha, December, January. Shri Krishna said to Maharaj Yudhishthir, "O my dear king, the Putrada Ekadashi is very great. Its power is incalculable. Anyone who practices penance by abstinence of eating on this day receives immeasurable benediction from the personality of Godhead. All one's sinful reactions are eradicated and great wealth, fame and sagacity await with folded palms eager to serve one who observes this Ekadashi. There was once a great city named Bhadravati and a revered king named Suketumana ruled that land. His principal queen was Saivya and she was exquisitely beautiful. Despite being surrounded by great material opulence, the Maharaj was despondent for they had no son. The king and queen spent much time performing religious activities with a hope to one day conceive an heir. Because they were afflicted with great sorrow and misfortune, their tempers grew hot and their brains boiled with furious agitation for the chance to have a son. As a result, their offerings were always hot. Meanwhile, the king's forefathers also worried and aggrieved by the inauspicious atmosphere thought this. If there are no offspring, there will be no one to offer oblations to us and deliver us from Pitralok. King Suketuman could feel the anxiety of his forefathers and grew ever increasingly determined to fulfill his obligation to them and beget a son. He also grew more and more morose, however. He found no pleasure in his sports or recreations. He lost the taste for hunting, found no pleasure in the music of the courtiers, and he even became recluse from his friends and well-wishers. Merged in a fathomless ravine of staggeringly embarrassing hopelessness, the Maharathi king considered his life useless. He thought that without a son, there would be no way of elevating the debts to the demigods, forefathers and future generations. Without being favored by Sri Vishnu, one cannot conceive a child, amass wealth or retain knowledge. Upon finding zero solace in his court, the king left for the forest riding on a gleaming white horse. King Suketuman entered the mighty forest that lay on the edge of his kingdom, surrounded by a chorus of many birds. Unbeknown to him, many wild beasts and cats silently watched him enter the eerie place, so quiet and still with moss. As the lonesome king passed deeper and deeper into the wood, he passed many great trees. He saw pipala and date, tamarind and palm, shal and maulsiri, saptaparna and sarala, tilak and tamala, and many others. Entering a clearing, he became before a mammothian banyan tree, with branches springing up here, there and everywhere. Hiding on, among and around the branches, he saw many wild animals such as snakes, elephant, deer, monkeys, wild boar, leopards, tigers and lions. The king became frightened by the raucous howls of fearsome jackal packs and the plaintive hoots of night-bound owls. Wandering in this way through the wet wilds, he thought thus, "I have performed so many sacrifices, fed many brahmanas, still I am suffering. What sacrifice can be there to free me from my rueful plight? Suddenly, he came across a brilliant lake with many chakora birds, swans, and chakravaka sporting upon its crystalline waters. The vision was easily as lovely as Kusum Sarovara. On seeing many sages chanting mantras on the banks of this lake, King Suketuman approached them and offered obeisances to each of them in turn. The sages, being pleased with the king's humility, spoke thus, "O dear king, we are very satisfied with your stately respects and devotions and are prepared to assist you in your troubles. Please ask a benediction of us." The king said, "Who are you? Why have you come to this place?" "I am a king bereft of a son, and therefore my whole kingdom seems void. How can I get a son and thereby mitigate the suffering of my citizens?" The sages replied, "We are Vishwadevas. We come here regularly to take bath in these sanctified waters. Today is Putrada Ekadashi. Anyone who observes this Ekadashi pleases Sri Vishnu to great ends and has all his material and spiritual desires fulfilled. If one desires a son, he will assuredly get one by following this Ekadashi Vrata." The king recounted, "I have observed many sacrifices for getting a son, yet none have been successful. Please bless me so that I may be fortunate and receive my heart's desire, a son and heir to the throne. Simply observe this Ekadashi with great care and attention," replied the sages. "Give up eating on this day, remain awake and chant the glories of Hari. By the mercy of Godhead, you will conceive a son." Thereafter, the king observed Putrada Ekadashi. He broke fast the next day and after offering many respectful obeisances unto the sages, he returned to his kingdom. In due course of time, Queen Saivya became pregnant. By the influence of Putrada Ekadashi and the blessings of the sages, the king begot an intelligent and pious son. Thereafter, the king happily ruled his kingdom and his forefathers became pleased. Lord Krishna continued, "O King Yudhishthir, anyone who observes Putrada Ekadashi can get a son and attain the heavenly planets. Anyone who simply hears or sings the glories of this Ekadashi certainly achieves the result of performing an Ashwamedh sacrifice." Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.